Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Outback Game House, Lord of the Rings, Heroes of Middle Earth. So we've got a few things to discuss for the month of December. Announcement of the next legendary, as well as his kit and team, as well as hit the unlock requirements. So that's a big contentious point. So we'll talk about that in a second as well. So let's start with the legendary himself, Thorin.
Yes. I think everybody saw that coming.
I think it was the worst kept secret. Necromancer was thrown in there for a bit, but
it was Thorin and then Necromancer and then it went back to Thorin.
Yeah, for the longest part, I thought it was going to be Thorin. There was a couple of curveballs in there that indicated maybe Necromancer, but kind of happy it is Thorin because I was kind of building the dwarves as well, considering they are pretty decent. So.
I mean, it's just given me more reason to move up my dwarves on the list, on the build list.
Yeah, so let's talk about Thorin. His kit, what do you think about his kit?
I think, quick glance, it looks shit. but I think now that people have kind of sat with it and they're kind of figuring out the intricacies with it, I think it's actually not too bad. Still probably a bit underpowered for a legendary, but I'm assuming it's going to get a lot stronger with Bomber and Bilbo.
Yeah, well, as of this recording, we haven't seen the kits for Bomber and Bilbo Baggins. I feel like one of them, and probably Bilbo, is probably going to come out and be almost quasi-legendary status just because, you're right, when you look at his kit, doesn't really do too much. Like when they've had the first legendary that applies, well, that revives, you know, a revive mechanic is very strong.
Yeah.
We had that early on, like with our first legendary.
Yeah.
It was always going to be tough following up a legendary that had such a powerful move. But there's nothing like the mark, I think, is good. Yeah, sure. So he's got this new mechanic called Overwhelm, obviously.
I think that's going to be the answer to Balrog, or part of it, because really, the only team that is good for Balrog at the moment is Rivendell.
Yeah, so it's a new character boon. So when attack, that character receives an additional 20% damage per stack of Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I think it's going to. Like on paper, it doesn't scream out being, you know, tremendously huge. So I think it's going to come down to when we actually get to play with Thorin and his team, how that actually pans out. But yeah,
I mean, it stacks up to 10, so that's 10 stacks, 200% more damage. I think that's pretty fucking significant.
Plus, when an enemy with Overwhelmed is attacked, he gains turn meter, right? So,
yes, I believe so.
I mean, there's enough there to make him a decent character. But I think, in comparison to how Elrond read, when we all read Elrond's kit, we were just like, oh my God, this is insane.
Yeah.
There hasn't been that level of kind of wow factor when people have gone through and read Thorin's kit.
That's true, yeah.
I still feel it's missing an oomph, and I still believe that oomph is coming with one of the other two marquee characters on the team.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. And if there just isn't, then I don't know. It could also be just one of those cases where it doesn't read very impactful, but plays very impactfully. I know there was a few characters like that in MSF where on paper they didn't actually read too great, but then character came out, you're like, holy shit, this character's actually sleeper good.
Yeah, and he might be that case, like I said. But I think the bigger issue, community wise, is his unlock method. So they've come out and they've let us know that the unlock is going to be goblins plus wargs. So currently we've got no wargs, but although they've announced one that's coming, Udurs,
yes,
which will be released just before Thorin's event.
The goodest boy.
The goodest boy. Goblins. I mean, we all kind of had an inkling they were going to go down that path. I mean, like in our previous episode, we said it could be dwarves and that'd be a nice way to do things, but I heavily suggested that they probably wouldn't just because
there's no money in it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think I said Misty Mountains. So I was like, half right.
You're almost there.
I was on the right track.
No, I think to me, the issue is the time. So I can't remember the time between Elrond's announcement and his event release, but I think it was close to a month, right? And
I said this in Discord the other day to someone, I think it was like 6 weeks.
Wow. Okay. Whereas this has only been a couple of weeks.
So I'm used to this from Star Wars. I think anybody from Star Wars is pretty used to this, where CG will announce a legendary and a week later the legendary event will be there. So it's pretty normal. It's definitely not like MSF where they give you a lot more time to prepare.
Yeah, and look, that's fine. I think it's just, they just need to be, like, it's just the precedence is, as far as the Lord of the Rings community goes, we only had Elrond to go by, right?
Yeah.
So I guess people were probably expecting the same kind of time frame. But, 6 to 2 weeks is a significant difference. Like, maybe they could have just gone 4 weeks on this one.
Yeah.
And then the next legendary, they could have gone 2 weeks. You know, it was such a big jump in difference. I think that's what hurt the most.
Hmm. From the sounds of it, with the pushback, not pushback, with the delay of the road ahead as well, it kind of just sounds like everything was a bit rushed in a way. So maybe they did actually intend for it to be longer, but couldn't just because stuff had happened at CG.
Mm.
The people at CG, sorry.
Yeah, there has been a bit of delay with comms. So there was a road ahead we should have had by now, which they've come out and said, unfortunately, has been delayed. Mm. So yeah, that may have played a part. Who knows? And obviously they couldn't. They would have already had all this marked in their calendars as revenue streams. So like, if they delayed Thorin, then that would have delayed some of their revenue, I guess. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, who knows, really?
As far as goblins go, I'm not too disappointed. Obviously, I was nowhere near ready and I'm still not ready.
The wailing.
Oh, I'm refreshing like crazy with,
yeah, so am I.
With the farmable goblins. And I still don't know whether I'll make it. But
I'll definitely make it. I think you said you're ahead of me, aren't you?
I am. But when I get like one drop or like no drops, I'm just sitting there with my tinfoil hat going, oh, you bastards.
Fair enough, yeah. I mean, I've done all the math with the calculator that you made me, and it should be pretty easy to get it by the end of the event. It should be pretty easy, especially since you're ahead of me.
Yeah, I mean, I probably will. It's just, it's not a good feeling when there's limited time and you get no drops on a certain day and you're just like, oh, do not do this to me. I mean, it ends on the 18th, so we've still got a solid 2 weeks, I guess.
I think exactly 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not too concerned, but it is definitely a mad rush to get there. But like, as far as I always had planned, well, maybe not planned, but I was always curious to build the goblins because they presumably do pretty decently in the raids currently. You know, as all things, it came down to resource management and purples and XP and stuff like that. I just couldn't focus on them, plus the new teams that were coming out.
Yeah.
I guess they played my hand, but it's not like it's a team that'll be wasted. I think they'll be put to good use in the current raid. So I'm not too disappointed in that.
Yeah.
It would have been worse if they made us build a team that's actually pretty terrible in the current game modes that we have.
Well, yeah, that's the thing for me is I've been wanting to build the goblins, but as you said, just with resources and all that. But I did have intentions to when multi-squad PvP came out because I think they're going to be pretty damn good for offense.
Hmm.
But yeah, just the fact that they're also pretty good in raid as well, which that's just a bonus.
Yeah. And so as far as the December monthly calendar, they've come out with Great Goblin as well.
Yes.
Which is an added bonus. So, I mean, it's not going to be enough for people to, you know, get Great Goblin to 5-star, but it's a decent bonus, I guess.
Yeah, it's 60 shards, so that's what, like 3 to 4 stars.
Do you think they'll make Great Goblin farmable after
probably, yeah.
Thorin's first pass? Yeah.
Probably. Not straight away, but I think like
before his second release, I would.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, when you look at Elrond, right, you needed 5 elves.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 4 free-to-play elves at that time. And you needed 1 of Arwen or Elladin.
Yeah.
5-star.
That's right, yeah.
So you kind of needed to spend on 1 character at least to get Elladin. Sorry, to get Elrond on his first pass. There was no way as a free-to-play player to get Elrond on his first pass. And that's kind of the same here, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. You've got 4 goblins that you can farm, and then Great Goblin, who's locked behind Gemstore. Yeah,
that's that pay-to-pay war. That pay-to-win war, sorry.
Or you could substitute for the upcoming Warg in Urda's. Again, you're going to have to spend on 1 character at least.
Yeah. And even then.
To get Thorin first pass.
That's not exactly like optimal because you're not really going to be using like Great Goblin without. You're not going to be using Urda's without like Great Goblin or anything. So it's not particularly optimal, but it's an option.
It's an option, yeah. And I agree. It's not quite optimal because you kind of need Great Goblin's leadership.
Yeah.
For the goblins to really shine, but. Who knows? We don't know how difficult the Thorin event is going to be. There may be a possibility that you could squeeze through without the leadership.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. Maybe. But
I mean, I'm assuming that... Oh, I don't know, actually. I was going to say, assuming that you have enough gear, you should be able to just kind of power through it. But the whole thing about the goblins is that synergy with Great Goblin.
Yeah.
So...
With those events, it's not like you need to 3-star them. You just need to survive and have at least 1 person alive.
Yeah,
exactly. And you might just have enough to squeeze through.
Ooh.
So we'll jump on to Urda's, or I don't even know how to say it, because I don't believe he's a name in the book that I've seen or anywhere written, I think.
I'm just going to call him Good Boy.
Well, I'm hoping for more Good Boys,
A team of good boys. Oh, that'd
a team
be amazing.
Of good boys.
Death by licks.
He, and I'm assuming it's a he. I don't think they've specified the gender, but let's go with he. Looks very strong. Like I like the plug and play ability where you can kind of throw him with the goblins and he can do well, or you can throw him with the Misty Mountain orcs.
Yeah.
And he could do well. And I'd say because of him, there's probably even a hybrid option between the Misty Mountain
and
Raider. Yeah, the goblins and the orcs.
Yeah, potentially, yeah. I think he works a bit better with goblins because, he applies Goblin Fury to all goblins.
Yeah, and they've got the Misty Mountain tag. So when he pulls people with, when he calls a Misty Mountain ally with the highest damage, that includes the goblins.
Yeah, the goblins.
Because they have that tag. But currently, you know, the Misty Mountain orcs, well, orc trolls or whatever, they don't have a 5th, right?
Yeah.
So you can kind of use them to round off that team and use them as a 5th.
Yeah.
I still don't think he's the answer that we were hoping for as a 5th. But I think he still synergizes very well with them.
I think realistically, the 5th needs to be an actual healer for Misty Mountains, like the orcs. But yeah, you can certainly slot him in. Like, why not?
Yeah, so I'll probably run him with the goblins in raids. I'm still trying to figure out who I'll drop for him.
I think the general consensus in the community is tank, the goblin tank.
Yeah. It seems that way, but I think it's going to vary from chapter to chapter because I feel there's some of those chapters, like chapter 3, where having the tank is probably decent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So I think, yeah, I think the easy answer is, yeah, you're right, the goblin tank. But I think it might kind of vary depending on which chapter of raid or even PvP that we're looking at.
I'm probably going to be still using the goblin tank just because I don't buy marquees to 5 stars. So yeah, just a 7-star goblin tank is going to be better than a 4. Good boy.
I am probably going to stick with the goblin tank mainly because he is the easiest of all the goblins to star up, because obviously he's a guild campaign character. So I've already got him ready, didn't take long just because it's so easy to find guild campaign.
It only takes like 2 or 3 days if you do the triple refreshes for guild. If you don't do the triple refreshes, obviously it's going to take longer, but
it's still very quick to get them up.
Yeah.
So I will be using the goblin tank. They recommend Golbez. Golbez was the one I was looking at because he's probably the outside Green Goblin is probably the hardest to farm because he's
Green Goblin.
Wrong OP.
I'm sorry, I had to point that out.
No. That was a slip. No, because he's Arena Store, right, Golbez?
Yes.
I think out of all the remaining goblins outside, obviously Great Goblin, it's probably the hardest to farm just because you've got limited arena credits that you'll get. So you can't speed farm and arena characters.
Already quite a few good characters in there. There's AMR and Legolas and Shagrat.
Yeah.
So there's definitely good characters in there. But my counter argument to that is he's going to be crucial for those bleeds and the retaliates and healing.
No, that's what I meant. Like, without seeing, like, before seeing Buddha's kit, my thought was Golbez, just because of how quickly it is to farm his shards versus the others.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
But now looking at the kit with the bleeds and the amount of bleeds, yeah, you kind of need Golbez. So it's back to the drawing board on who I'd drop.
Yeah. I think Orphers is a necessary, is that necessary damage for the team? Is the archer.
Then you're dropping the healer.
Yeah, Chef.
Yeah, poor Chef.
Yeah. There is another one though, isn't there?
No, there's only 5, so there's Grimp of the Tank.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, you really do need those core 4, and it looks like Grimper is just going to be the odd one out.
Well, I think Grimper's the choice, but like you said, based on stars, Grimper's the one that's easy to get starred up. So we'll have to see.
His kit's all right.
Who?
Grimper's. He gains protection on his basic. He inflicts weak-minded with his taunt, and he gains a taunt, not provoke, so that's also good. And he inflicts weaken when he gets attacked. Well, a chance to.
Yeah, he's got a decent kit. Yeah.
I just mean compared to the others, it's probably the weakest.
Yeah. No, I think like all things even, Grimper would be the one that you would drop for Udos, but unfortunately, it's not as easy to keep everything even when there's some characters are easier to farm and other characters aren't. So
I'm pretty excited to get the goblins up though, because I don't know, I just like goblins in these fancy games. Always just like fun to me.
Yeah, I am leaning towards just keeping the core 5 goblins for raid. I think that's probably going to go better, especially with Great Goblin's leadership ability and how that having that 5th goblin would be better than having Udos. So I'll probably try the Misty Mountain Orcs with Udos and see how that plays out.
I think I'll be okay, but
we'll just have to see. So otherwise, the only other kind of news, so there were a few kind of updates in terms of character farmability. So Boromir and Faramir are now farmable. Speaking of guild campaign, Boromir is now in the guild supplies. And Faramir is in the guild campaign, chapter 37. But Boromir is in the
supplies, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it is called guild supplies? Right. Yeah. Okay. So he's in the guild supplies and then Faramir is in the guild campaign.
Yeah.
Kind of plays out. You farm one character in the in the guild campaign, get the guild currency and farm the other.
Yeah.
Well played. I don't know if they intended that, but I'll give it to them.
Now we just need Denethor.
Yeah, which so what Denethor should do next? Denethor should be next if they follow the release order. I mean,
Denethor should be pretty cool pretty soon, actually, because I'm pretty sure they released all of the Gondor pretty much one straight after the other, their original marquee events.
Yeah, it was a very tight time frame for memory. Yeah, you're right. So yeah, he should be pretty soon.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. Now, speaking of both those characters, like Faramir, even if you don't go for Gondor, like Faramir, because of his Rangers tag, I think he fits in well in a nice little Rangers team. So that you have that option. Boromir isn't too bad. I think he really needs Denethor to really shine, but you could potentially use him as a plug and play or even with his brother in the Rangers squad.
Yeah.
It's not too bad of an option. But yeah, I mean, Gondor's a decent team. I'd say they're probably mid-tier for raid.
Yeah.
I believe they do well in, from my kind of, with my Gondor team, they seem to do better in chapter 1 and 3, but then struggle in 2 and 4.
Mm. Yeah.
Seems to be my take based on, you know, my experience, but yeah, I think the general consensus is they're a solid mid-tier team in raid.
Gondor is one of those teams that I do want to get up, but I just haven't. So just there's better teams to work on. So
yeah, well, that's unfortunately every single time that's what it comes down to, right?
It's like, do I want to do a passion project or do I want to be efficient? It's like, yeah, efficiency.
Yeah. Oh, it's not.
I mean, I'm talking
to do
a
passion project here and there. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Especially when you've got 5 raid teams.
Yeah.
And you're getting like most of the rewards that you want anyway.
I mean, I guess it depends what type of player you are, because I'm the type of person that enjoys the efficiency as well. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. There's also a couple of fixes. So they changed the Balrog's ability descriptions to make it clear in terms of flame and shadow.
Let's not talk about how long we spent on that before we started.
No, it wasn't that one. It wasn't that one. Chapter 3. So the chapter 3 duration was going for 24 hours. I think we noticed that a few times where it was going for that extra hour.
Yeah.
So now that's down to 23 in line with the other chapters.
Yeah.
This next one, I don't know whether it's worded wonky or what, but so they resolved an issue where Balrog's shadow form ability, Embrace Darkness, could deal enormous damage to the player's squad in certain situations when Narimiri's special 1, Shadow Beckons, was applied with both Taunt and Provoke. Now, I just...
Rating it again. It hasn't helped. there's no switch that's just gone like, oh, that's what it means. I'm still just as lost.
The Shadow Beckons is the...
the one shot.
Yeah, the Bane that he applies to do the one shot, right?
Yeah.
Which is the Embrace Darkness move.
Yeah.
So that's clear. Shadow Beckons, the Embrace Darkness is clear. But then it's got Narimiri's special 1, which isn't Shadow Beckons. That's a totally different ability. And then you got Taunt and Provoke, and that has nothing to do with Narimiri's special 1 either. So, because Narimiri's special 1 is the cleanse.
I'm so lost.
So how is Shadow Beckons applied with both Taunt and Provoke? I have no idea. Yeah. I honestly do not know the issue at hand because I don't remember ever facing an issue with the elves and Narimiri going, damn, the fuck happened then? I don't know what the fix is for because I don't know what the issue was. So, so
yeah, pretty much.
If anyone knows how to decipher that, please let us know because we're lost. Like, I'd love to say, hey, this is what they did, but I don't actually know. I've read it like 10 different ways, and I just can't figure that one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's some sort of eldritch writing. Just some otherworldly language, I don't know.
I sat there going, huh? What? What are you trying to say? But yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, there's a fix for something.
It's fixed.
It's fixed. Yeah. So good stuff there. I guess the last big news, which hasn't been announced, it was a comment made on the official Discord in regards to the glyphs. So someone asked a question when glyphs may be coming. And Heem, who's the kind of the main community manager on the official Discord, commented back saying, as long as all goes well and no last minute hiccups are encountered along the way, glyphs are coming to the game this week. So that's the week starting 4th of December. So that's, I was not ready for that. I mean, like, it's fine, but I was just so focused on the goblins and Thorin, and I was just preparing for that. And I was hoping the glyphs came just before Christmas. But yeah, that's another element to add into the mix for this week. So
I'm excited.
Oh, I'm excited. I just wasn't ready. Yeah. More so my wallet, but yeah.
My wallet's ready. To be honest, though, if it's going to be anything like the Swogor packs, I'm just going to spend on more gems, just for more refreshes, to be honest, because it's not that the... Hold on. Let me think of a way to phrase that. The packs in Swogor for the mods just really aren't worth it. It's...
I'd imagine they're not worth it here either, because, well, without knowing the packs in Swogor, like, from MSF, it was just a random loot box, and you'd be lucky to get the specific, you know, ISO, or in your instance, mods, or in this instance, glyphs that you want. And I imagine what you were going to say is, yeah, if you get the gems, you can go and farm the specific node for the specific glyph that you want.
Yep. Pretty much. It's one of those things that is a general consensus in the Swogor community of, why would I ever buy a mod pack? And I'm assuming that people do buy them, because why would they keep releasing them if no one's buying them? But it's, yeah, the value is just odd.
Well, I mean, yeah, those kind of loot box type offers are always bad value, in my opinion, because it's all about, it's a gambling mechanic. Yeah, they're always, in general, like generally speaking, they're pretty much terrible value, the stuff and things. I always prefer offers where it's, you pay X amount and you get blah, you know, it's just black and white. I always hate the offers where it's like, you pay X, but then you can get this or you can get that, you know.
Or do what MSF did and you go, hey, you get this, but you also get some orbs which may or may not be good or bad. It's just like, don't blend the two, please.
Yeah, so we'll see what the offers end up being on this game.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, the offers haven't been, in my opinion, massively great in comparison to value. Ooh. Especially the last few offers. I mean, the Black Friday offers, we should mention that. Those were the best that we've seen since launch, I would say.
Yeah. I know a lot of the community was like, why the fuck would I ever buy this? In my opinion, the offers were good, but they were just expensive.
That's the issue. Yeah. I mean, there were four, maybe five really good offers, but at high price points, you know? So they didn't have like intermediate offers where you could kind of go, oh, I'll get like a smaller Rohan pack and a smaller gem pack, for instance. It was like, in our case, I think it was like a, what were they, 150?
Yeah.
It was like, well, in US dollars, I think it was like, spend $100 on that.
Yeah.
Spend $100 on that. Obviously, the people that could afford like multiple $100 offers could get all of them. And they're good value, each single one.
Pack. Oh my God.
The Essence Pack was good. The Gems, like if you buy Gems, that Gems Pack was good.
Yeah, I hated the timing of that one because I'm like, I can't afford this at the moment. But that is my main thing I whale on, just Gems. It was like so perfect for me, but I just like, I can't spare the money.
Because you just, probably like me, you just bought the Essence Pack the day before.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't personally get the Gems Pack. And I was like, But that was the only issue that I had with the Black Friday sales, were that were just all high price points. So you just had, you had to pick, like for the Dolphins like us, we had to pick one or the other. That was the unfortunate thing, but they were really good value. But outside of that, they've all been terrible.
Yeah.
Like there's one in the web store at the moment where you can purchase a bigger Gems Pack than the usual 11,000 and something. But you're spending double and you're only getting a very minute increase in value. You know, it is an increase in value, but very small. Like if I'm dropping like double the amount that I normally spend,
you want it to be like for a good amount, yeah.
Exactly.
A good amount more, yeah.
Exactly. That's been my issue. So I'm not hopeful that I'm not hopeful the Glyph offers will be decent. I think, like you said, they'll be pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I saw some people say, why can't they, like, why not just have multiple small offers that add up to the same value of
the big offer?
Yeah. I thought about that. I'm like, that wouldn't be a bad idea, but the whale, there's data to reinforce this. The whales are always, they're just going to buy, no matter what the price is, they're just going to buy the offers. And a whale, not sorry, a whale or like a dolphin like us, or just a fish, I don't know. they're only going to spend like, if they're going to spend like $10, 10, $20 per month, they're either going to spend it on this or this. They're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to spend $10 on this and this. It's going to be one or the other, where a whale will just buy it all anyway. And I'm doing such a terrible way of explaining this. Essentially, they're just going to get a lot more money from whales because they're just going to buy everything, where if they cater towards the smaller spenders, they're not going to buy everything. They're only going to buy it like one or the other. They're not going to buy both things, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And that's the thing, like, that's what it's predominantly going to come down to, is the big spenders like the whales and the krakens. Yeah. Like their willingness to spend is quite high. And, you know, they know, like CG would know where that limit is.
CG did a, I don't know if it was CG or EA. I'm pretty sure it was EA. They did kind of like a big, not survey, but essentially test on spending. And yeah, they have a big data thing about it, of what each type of spender spends. And they did this, I forgot what game. I know they did it for Star Wars as well years ago, because Mobile Gamer made a video about it. But it's like the top like 1%, the like top 1,000 whales will always spend more than like the other 100,000 smaller players.
Yeah,
it's insane how much they spend.
Yeah, it's with most games, like nearly every game.
Yeah, I mean, Tadano Mac from MSF. I don't remember exactly how much he spent, but I know that.
Oh, he bankrolled the whole game, I think.
Yeah, it was disgusting how much he spent. When that came out, everyone was just like, what?
Oh, yeah. And I sit there going, why don't you just buy the studio?
You pretty much
spent that amount of money.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, most of these people just have like normal 9-to-5 jobs as well. And it's just excess currency that they have.
Yeah.
They just have it there. It's like, why not? I'll spend it on this. It's like, what do you mean?
Oh, it's astonishing how much gets thrown into mobile games.
Yeah.
But yeah. I guess we'll end the way we normally do, and just give an update. So what's your spice tolerance at it right now?
Oh, I'm not expecting that. I haven't had wings in a few days, actually, but I'll get some tomorrow and I'll update you. Oh God. I just was not expecting that.
Sorry, that was an inside guild joke.
I'm white as shit, so water is spicy. Let's put it that way.
So you're still at water.
Yeah,
Just want to make
exactly.
that clear. You're still at water.
Ice
Okay.
is spicy.
Right. Well, at least you can, at least you're only going to go up from here, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm practicing now. Oh my God. I was not expecting that.
Account update, sir.
Account update. I've pretty much put a completely stopped all my farms just for goblins to get Thorin. Whether that's a smart idea or not, no idea. but yeah, I should be able to unlock him.
Okay.
If RNG doesn't completely screw me, then yes. And then yeah, pretty much just back to normal farms. I've pretty much got GG at 5 stars now.
What?
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
I think I'm like 30 shards off also, roughly.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're ahead of me then.
But my hard farms, they're only at 3 stars still. But I think they should hit 4 star within the next 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
And what's his face? The support goblin. the one that does
Chef?
The leads. Yeah. Golbers, I think.
Golbers, yes.
He's been at 5 star for ages, and Grimpo has been at 5 for ages as well. So.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like you probably will get there.
Yep.
Tight, but yeah, we'll get there. Oh, nice. I mean, like, I'm farming the Golbers as well. I'm not sure whether I'll. Well, I mean, my great goblin's still 3 stars. So I don't know where your almost 5 stars came from, but yeah, once you include Udas into the mix, I'm a bit more confident with my chances.
Same,
but
I'm
yeah,
get him to 5.
Who?
Udas.
No. Yeah, well, like I said, once I throw, and I'll probably get him to 5, which will mean that's one less worry. Because it's really time.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't. Yeah, I can get Udas to 5, but I could spend the same amount on the goblins, and I'm not sure I'll get them, some of them to 5. Is my point.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Anyway. So yeah, I've been farming the goblins. Even if I don't make it, it's still
a good team.
It's still a good team. Plus, I'll get Thorin next time round. It's
and Quiestar as well.
Yeah, exactly. And there's no harm going for a legendary in general. Most legendaries in most of these games are good value. So I'm in the same boat, really. It's everything's just been shifted to the goblins. Yeah, I think even with my leveling and my gearing, it's been, yeah, with the goblins as well, just slowly getting them, because I don't want to go too crazy. And I'm at the stage where I'm not going to have them ready on the first day of release for Thorin. So I've got a week to kind of gauge how strong they need to be based on people's feedback. I've got them to about level 30 at the moment, gear tier 5, I believe, in general.
So mine are level 40, gear tier 4.
Yeah, but I mean, like, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to keep them about there. I'll probably go back and any spare resource, just level up the teams that I was previously, like the dwarves and stuff like that. Obviously getting Thorin, I need to put him on his actual team. So
yeah, that's the thing. That so getting Thorin, that's probably not going to be an issue, but I don't have resources for the team.
But I mean, the stars is most of the battle, right? So getting Thorin, at least you've got him, and then
I can work on gear later. Yeah.
The rest can come later. So yeah, well, once I know, kind of, once the event's live and once I know how strong the goblins need to be, I'm just going to get them to that, you know, recommended minimum, and then get Thorin, and then I'll probably stop with the goblins in terms of level in gears. Obviously still continue farming their shards
for
his next turn, but yeah, that's That's currently my focus. I think that's the same for a lot of people currently.
There's only a few of us getting thrown in the guild.
In our guild, yeah. We made that announcement. It's so tight. I don't expect, unless people are already farming goblins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The people that had goblins farmed up, they're just...
Oh, they're laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They're on top of the world. But for those of, like, for me, like, Grimpa was one shard, I believe. Although Grimpa was easy, but I believe I had another goblin that was also one shard.
Hmm.
Or one star, I should say. So, yeah, like, most of us are just starting from almost scratch.
Yeah,
so,
scratch, yeah.
To get five star ready is such a difficult task.
When they announced the requirements for him and I saw goblins, I was like, oh, no way I'm gonna get that. But I did the calculations anyway, because like, just to make sure. And when I saw that, I'm like, actually, I might have a chance to actually unlock it. I was very surprised by that. Like, had to extremely hard pivot.
Yeah, you have to drop everything else.
Yeah.
And you kind of need the gem, you know, a good chunk of gems banked up to be able to do it.
That anyway, so yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying, as in, for most free-to-play players, it would have been near difficult.
Yeah. But yeah, I was very surprised. I was like, actually, I have a chance to unlock him. But yeah, I haven't built up my dwarves, so, and really worked on their shards either, so I'm actually doing that on top of the goblins, so, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Do you think Biffa will be used with the team?
Well, we spoke about this last episode. No, but it's still a valid question. I still don't know, because we kind of need to see where the other two are. I still feel like the other two are probably going to be mandatory, just because they're marquees. Mm. Well, the Biffa's a marquee, but...
They're newer marquees.
They're newer marquees, yeah, exactly.
And literally four foreign as well, like,
yeah.
It's the dwarf month, so...
Yeah, so I feel like Biffa may be the one that gets dropped, and that's fine. Like, I'm using Biffa with Balin and Balin's expedition.
Yeah, with Rumal as well, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm okay with him being over there. But yeah, we'll have to see what the other two kits are to make that decision.
Yeah. And hoarding all the purples, that's what I'm doing as well.
Oh, God.
I've got about 700 stacked up, I think, roughly. 600?
Yeah, like I took Grimpo to 5 and I stopped and I just went straight back to Guild 5.
Yeah, I have very low on blues, so I actually need to...
Oh, so now you're low on blues. I was saying this a few months ago and you were like, I don't understand why you're low on blues. And I'm like, you'll get low on blues. And then you'll be like, oh, how'd I get here? Well, you're fucking low on blues now.
I feel like you've been waiting for this one. Oh, God. Yeah, I've got to farm up other characters anyway, so I think that's why I'm low, because like, I've got to farm Eldred and... Who's the other one?
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know. Other characters, I have to farm them anyway, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but yeah, once I do those, straight back to purples.
Yeah, I don't have enough to... I think I'm about 700-ish, and that's not even enough for one character.
Yeah, yeah, I've got to do Killy, Philly, Thorin, Bomber, and... Bilbo, so literally a whole team's little thousands.
Yeah. Same exact boat. So on that note, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Maybe you guys are in a better position than we are with Thorin and the goblins and purple mats, but I think that's an issue faced by most players. But hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please do hit that like and subscribe button. Please leave us a comment if you like the content here, if you want us to discuss anything else in the future, or if you know what the fuck that issue was with Narimiri and Balrog, leave a comment below. Otherwise, we'll catch you guys next time.